with the team. You're, I suppose you're shielding the team away from it as much as possible. And sort of business as usual. I suppose it's the supporters and everyone else in the communities. You know, it's a brilliant time for them, but you don't want the players getting too much caught up in that. They just want them to focus on the job in hand. And boys are very good at that. They're a very level-headed bunch. And so we've worked well in training since. And we're just hoping that we can produce a good performance on the day.
The Mike Cullen game, you're in control for so long, and you were sort of hanging on, and you spoke about that after the game. Now you have a chance to dig through it. Sort of happy were you with the performance, or...?
Yeah, those parts I was happy with, and then those other. I thought we started off the game really well, and probably if anything, it was we weren't clinical enough at the start. I felt that at the time that we were creating chances and we were creating openings and we weren't taking them all, and you always felt that Mike Cullen would come back at some stage. I thought that, you know, they got a couple of, you know, soft enough frees, but maybe looking back, maybe they were or wee jersey pulls and things like that, and it got them back into the game. Look at it again, we had a brilliant start the second half. We couldn't have asked for better, and we were in control of the game then for large parts. But I suppose towards the end, we coughed up a wee bit of possession, gave away a couple of frees, and we left it tricky for ourselves. But look at it, just delighted with the boys, the character showed. They kept going right then and were able to see it through. And look at it, I suppose that's the thing they say about semi finals, they're for winning, and it got us through to the final. But we know that we're going to have to play a lot better if we want to beat Kilmacud.
How pleasing was it to get off to such a good start in Croke Park? Like, it's sometimes players come and the awe takes over and they don't settle, but, you know, this is something you prepared for because you look like a team had played there loads of times the way you started.
Yeah, no, we've just been lucky enough in that a lot of the games we have started well this year, you know, and I suppose the game against Kilcoo as well, we had a good start that day. So look at us, something that's but I suppose something that every team's targets. And some days you get it, some days you don't. But no, the boys were, they were relaxed coming into it. They knew that they had an All Ireland semi final. Obviously, you're going to come up against a quality team, and that, you know, it was just a case of, I suppose, concentrating on the performance as much as possible. We actually had went in and had a look at Croke Park on the way down on the Saturday, just to get this, have the boys to see, to not be seeing it for the first time in some cases on the Sunday. And no, the boys went in nice and relaxed and got off to a good start. And so that was obviously a big part of the overall result.
And from your own camp, obviously Kieran McFall's unavailable, Conor McDevitt's unavailable, but outside of the guys that are out of the country, in terms of injuries, are you clean or are things good from that
side?
No,
they are. You're always, I suppose, and with games only maybe a couple of weeks between the games, that, you know, there's wee knocks and niggles. But no, I think we'll have the full panel to choose from. And obviously Kieran and McDee are massive losses, you know, at the start of the year. If we would have been told that the two boys weren't going to be there and that we'd be sitting in this position, you would have, I suppose, found it hard enough to believe. But the rest of the boys have dug in, and I suppose we're always hoping that Kieran and Bricker might be back, but look, that's not going to happen. Then we just have to get on without him.
And a big factor in that all has probably been Cathal Mahond. Like, with it's well documented the amount of injuries he's had, but like you've had him on Ryan Johnson, you had him on Sean Kelly. You've put him in the biggies and he's delivered.
Yeah, Cal's had a brilliant year, and I'm just so delighted for him, because you could see that even last year that he's a great leader in the club, and he's such a talented player, and he's a great mentality for it as well. And just was so frustrating for him last year, and coming back and start this year, you were never sure, because you know he had been going really well a couple of times last year, and then he just pulled up in training and he was having ball with the hamstrings. But no, Cal did a lot of work on his own, you know, in pre-season, and then I suppose with the training and that there, sort of tailored it a wee bit more this year to suit him and to make sure that he was ready for all the games. And look at that, a lot of that has been down to himself. He's just managed himself so well, and he's got himself in great shape, and it's brilliant to see, you know, and he's had a massive year for us.
Final couple of points. Obviously, Kilmacud, you've saw them. They were there in last year's final. What's your take on them so far?
Yeah, look, they're a very good team. They're defensively they're very sound. You know, they play as a team to get a lot of bodies back, and they're very comfortable at system, and they concede very few goals. And then obviously they're very pacey, they're very athletic all over the field. They're all very comfortable on the ball. It's not as if you have only two or three danger men. They can all take a score. Obviously, then they've Shane Walsh there, which is a massive inclusion for them as well. They've Paul Mannion, who is possibly able to play a part. But they've other forwards as well. You know, Shane Cowan's very accurate. Mullen, full forward, is good. You know, Horn and so they've a lot of quality. Craig Dias around the middle of the field. So they're a very, very strong team. And we know, look at it's going to take a massive performance to beat them. And that's the task.
And the final point, I suppose, is the toughest one of the lot. On Paul Mannion, like, a lot's made about matchups and who picks up who and stages of play. But is that difficult this week? Does Malachy Rourke plan with him, without him, with him coming on with 20 minutes to go? Is that difficult to prepare for, Malachy?
Well, I suppose there is that wee bit of uncertainty. But look at it, and it could be proven completely wrong. But I would just think at this stage that he wouldn't start the game because of the injury. He's been out for a long time. But I would imagine that he will come on because, you know, he obviously was very close to it last day. He's done a lot of work. And, you know, in a big game like that, you want your quality players on the field. So I would imagine he'll come on, and it's just a case of not so much sure about personnel, but just knowing that he is coming on and not being shocked by it, having plans in place. And if we felt the need to make a switch or something else, then be ready to do that. But we've a lot of confidence in the boys in the defence, and they've worked really hard, and hopefully he can do a job again on Sunday.
Well, it came a long way, but it'd be amazing for this group if you were to get over the line. It's obviously a big if, we all know that, but if you're able to get there, it'd be something amazing.
It would, of course, you know what, it'd be a massive achievement for the boys and for the club, and you know the club here, you know, they're right at the heart of the community. They do an awful lot for the community. They're a great club, very progressive, and the lads put an awful lot of work into it. So it would be a massive day. It's a massive day for any club. But look at the football can be very joyful sport, but it can also be very cruel. And you know, there's no sentiment. You have to go out and you have to do the job on the day. So that's where our focus lies. And we'll see. Look at, we'll see on the day if we're good enough or not.